I'm Denzel Dion.
And I'm Ricky Thompson.
And this is
We Said What We Said.
Only on Spotify.
Woo! New week.
New week, new episode. The girls are here. The girls are talking. Ricky, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling fine. I'm feeling well. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling very fine, very well. This is going to be a funny episode.
Why is it going to be funny?
Because it's just so funny. Ricky is really one of those bitches who really just likes to just carry on. Like, there's no issue. There's no problem. Let's get to business. It's just very hilarious.
Is that like a problem?
It's not a problem. I feel like since we're talking about adulting, when you are an adult, you talk about things to move past things, and then that's how you adult.
Yeah.
When you don't, you're moving like a teenager, and therefore that is going against what this episode is about, which is adulting.
But also when it comes to adulting, I feel like as being an adult, why should I deal with conflict? Why can't I just really just move on?
Why does it have to be conflict?
There's no conflict. I feel like I have situations in my life that I just don't want to remember, and I just want to move on and, like, just keep like that. You know me, I sweep everything under the rug, and that's
it. You can't do that, because when you sweep everything under the rug, then potentially you blow up.
Potentially? Why do we say
When you sweep things under the rug, not potentially, you will blow up. It's just a matter of when.
I don't think so.
Yes, it is. Because then it all comes out at one moment when one little thing happens. That's just how it works. And that's just how it is.
But that's what I've been trying to do, is trying to avoid that little moment. So I don't like to blow up. I also keep to myself, like, okay, you know what? Let's move on. That's it. Is there something you want to talk? Is there something you want to say?
I don't want to say anything. It's just the way you're moving is just so, it's just so different. Because I know for a fact when this comes out, people are like, wait, what is happening? It's just weird.
Do you think the vibe is weird?
I know. I don't think the vibe is weird.
I'm making it weird. I'm really not making it weird. As being an adult, I feel like I have to take responsibilities on my own. That's it. So is that the issue?
No, that's not the issue.
What's the issue?
There's no issue. It's just...
I'm just so confused. Because you say, okay, with adulting, okay.
Because it's just so funny. I feel like the way you're moving, the way we were starting this podcast...
Okay, Denzel, if you want to. Me and Denzel have not spoken in 2 months.
What is this? It's
been almost 2 months.
No, first of all, Ricky and I have not spoken in 3 weeks. It'll be 3 weeks tomorrow.
Okay, 3 weeks tomorrow.
It'll be 3 weeks tomorrow.
Well, I will see you.
It does feel like two months. Anyways, we have not talked for 3 weeks. That's it. It's not no situation. I'm just chilling. I'm working. That's pretty much it. But
period. I feel like that me, especially adulting, I feel like we are in an era right now in our lives where it's okay to do our own thing or whatever. And that's fine with me. I feel like there's no issue. Mm-hmm. Why are you looking like that? You think it's an issue?
No,
you think that's a problem.
I don't think there's a problem. It's just the way you remove it. I'm like, what is this? You're just suffering.
So if I mess around, I come up on here and I talk and I explain, I look like I'm fucking crazy.
Explain what?
Like, I just explain different stuff about stuff like that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, okay, like, yeah, I want to move on. We haven't spoken in, like, well, you say 3 weeks.
It hasn't been three weeks.
I'm counting December, and I'm also counting.
We spoke in December. We went on a trip in December.
I know, but towards the end of the trip, I was okay. I'm counting December, and then I count January.
We talked in January. We spent New Year's.
And then, girl, come on. The only reason why me and you were talking is because they're here for the podcast.
Huh?
The only reason why me and you were talking right now is because of the podcast.
Oh, four or five.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm saying.
So
if the podcast were getting filmed today, we would not be talking today. Exactly. So
your birthday's coming up soon, we would.
And honestly, I already heard about that, so it's fine.
What did you hear about
it? It's fine.
What did you hear?
I heard about it. It's fine. I heard a lot of things. I'm like, okay, cool.
What did you hear?
That you're having a show during my birthday. And I was like, oh,
I'm not having a show. I told you I was having a show after your birthday. My show's on Valentine's
Day. That's not what I heard.
So then what's
your... Oh, wow. Oh, we're not going to be in New York. We're helping Denzel with his show. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. Whoa. I was like, I'm not going
to
get an invite.
Because
you would have got an invite for my party. But
I'm going to get an invite. First of all, you still have to party.
I haven't sent out my invites either. In the group chat, I literally have said, okay, y'all, mark the dates February 3rd. Of course, I'm going to see an invite for everything. But when I had that, I was like, oh, period.
Yeah, you know that I'm having my show. I told you that.
No, but when I hear from these girls, I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm at a party February 3rd. oh my God, we're not gonna be in town because we're actually helping Denzel with his show in New York. And I was like, oh, so she's having a show in New York.
I'm having a show in New York.
And you I didn't know about it. But you know that. But I knew it was gonna, I didn't know what day it was gonna be.
New York Fashion Week. You know, we talked
because
about
I know.
You see, it's just subconsciously. That's so annoying.
That's a part of adulting. I really wanna know.
What do you really want to know?
Because that's what it was.
That was.
So, okay, so in my situation, that wouldn't come off like, oh, wow.
No, because I already told you I'm having a show in New York. If you didn't get an invite, then that means the invites were not sent yet. No one got an invite.
But I'm saying, but why would I hear it from other people?
Because if you heard that from someone that I'm having my show, that means they're working on my show.
Yeah, but they're like, oh, yeah, we're not going to actually be in town for that because Denzel's going to be in New York for working the show. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I'm having a show.
I was like,
and you
okay.
know that I'm having a show. We talked about this.
I know, but I didn't know what day it was. I know
no one knows what date it is.
Okay, but
so
still,
I'm confused.
You got to know that. That's how I took it in a way.
That's
like
how
that.
You always take things. And as adulting, you would text me, oh, you're having a show. When like, I'm confused.
Because
that's
I thought you would invite me. So I feel like if you didn't invite me, Denzel, I'm in a situation in my life where I am really sick and tired mm-hmm. of like being
yeah,
there.
No one got the, if I would have said in the group chat, we in the group chat, everything. Girl, no one got invited to my show, but I'm having a show and you know that. And it was and I told you it was after
well,
your
that's what I heard. I was at a
you're
party.
So
I was at a party. I was like, okay, everybody, I'm having a party February 3rd. It's going to happen, whatever. And the two girls that I know, they're like, oh, ooh. I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, we're actually not going to be here. I was like, oh my God, what's happening? We're going to be in New York with Denzel helping for his show. And I was like, oh, so if they're going to be in New York, that means the show is happening.
The show is happening. Is
that, the show, I knew that. But I'm saying the show is happening sooner than what I expected. I was like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, damn. So I was like, oh, well, I was fine with that. And I took it. And I swept it under the rug.
Yeah,
that's
so
what I did.
Fucking funny.
I do that now. I feel like for
you
me.
You always do that.
Well, yeah, I know something I do. Yes, it's something that is a problem, I guess. And it's something that little things that will make me upset about it. But yeah, that's just how I feel. I feel like personally, I feel like this is a moment and as adulting, as we're like realizing things, I feel like me and you are in an era of my life, well, in both of our lives, that I feel like I'm a burden to you. That's mm-hmm. why I feel like that. I am. I know I am. Mm-hmm. I feel like, one, I count on you too much. Mm-hmm. Everything, it's like everything that Denzel, I'm like, oh my God, to make sure you're happy. And that's bad. I should not ever think like that. I want you to do your own thing, girl.
That's how I'm doing my own thing and you're doing your own thing.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But then, like, look at us.
I'm fine.
I'm good, too.
Are you?
I'm fine.
Are you actually?
That was the only thing that stung me, honestly.
Just so funny. Anyways.
Alrighty, so after that little thing, we're over here getting right into how ghetto adulting really is. You know, the older we get, I'm just like, wow, life is just getting a whole lot harder. It really is. All right, the first thing that's a ghetto to me in adulting, I would say, is bills, honestly. It's like everything is nothing for free.
What about bills?
It's just awful. I feel like, damn, bitch, you have a bill for everything. You have health insurance. Then you have different types of health insurance. Dental. You got some for your sight. Then you have something for, like, physical stuff. Or, like, bills, meaning, like, light bill, your water bill, your heat bill.
When it comes to adulting, paying bills is ghetto, but what's even more ghetto about paying bills is, like, because me, I have bills, but, like, I know I can pay the bills and I see the bills, but it's just the act of actually paying
that's
the bills. You know what I'm trying
it.
To say? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, like,
rough.
My bills be piling up, and it's just, like, when you go to, like, my house, you just see, like, it just reminds me of just, you know, home, just bills. It's a stack, a lot of envelope opening, but adulting is really ghetto, especially when we get into, like, the stages where... you know, you're in mid-20s or even your early 20s, but I feel like the older you get, the more your bills just compiles.
Yeah.
You have health insurance. I have to get health insurance because I have to get off my mom's health insurance. That's another one. Then you have car insurance. Mm-hmm. Then you have the bank statements coming in, which I never really be reading because I check my statements are usually on a regular, but you know, the bank loves to send you those as well. Then we just have a lot of things, rent, light, water,
taxes.
Heat, taxes.
Taxes are rough.
Taxes are very rough.
It's rough. It's so crazy to me. Like, I literally, like, hey, I work hard for my money each and every year, but it's the fact that I have to pay that much to the government each and every year. It's actually insane.
That's why I kind of just want to move to Puerto Rico. Because it's given very much no taxes over there, so what I've heard. But yeah, taxes are just ghetto. And then again, it's like, paying taxes is one thing, but where does the tax money go?
That's what I want to know.
The streets still look the same. The yep. things are still fine. Like, where does our tax money go?
But so, wait, when you pay taxes, you're basically paying for the government, right? Yeah, you're paying for, like,
paying
teachers.
Taxes, paying for teachers. You're paying for, like, road stuff. I don't know. I know it definitely goes to jail.
Beautification.
It goes, yeah. I don't know where the money goes. It's going to somewhere and someone. But, yeah, it's just like sometimes our tax dollars... Well, most of the times our tax dollars are not even used properly. And that's a whole other thing. In school, they didn't teach us about that at all, about paying for taxes. Like, in the business that we do, we get paid. and then taxes. Nothing is taxed off. Now I'm kind of like, I'd rather get paid with the taxes off already.
No, same.
Because first I was like, no, but then you do your finances after. But like, I'd rather the taxes be cut from the check so I wouldn't have to worry about the end of the year. But like, for us getting paid what we get paid and then at the end of the year, then deduct everything, then we need to stay here. It's just a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah, I'd rather the money be taken out. Yeah. Before I was like, no, it's money. No, but it's like, girl, just take on the taxes and go.
Right. Because at the end of the year, I get so jealous of people who have like office jobs, like honestly. I mean, y'all be going through a lot. I will say that. But I will say, like, when you get your paycheck, it's already handled for you.
Yeah, it's already handled. But it's just like,
right, like, bitch, you be getting these big ass checks. I'm like, damn, the tax come. I'm like, wow, I'm not even excited about that.
You're not even excited about it. Then also too, being the business that we're in, we have agents, we have managers, we have lawyers.
You get to pay all that.
That's already cut before it comes to us. But then that being cut before it comes to us, and then taxes being cut from that.
Yeah, don't they mess around? They take tax from their pay too, right?
No, what do you mean?
So, like, let's say if I have to pay my managers and my business people, whatever, when I pay them, does that money get taxed too? Yeah.
Like, is that a write-off?
No, but do they get taxed as well?
Yeah, they get taxed.
So, I mean, if I mess around, like, okay, like, for a manager, like, you pay, like, 10% or whatever, I give 10% to my manager, then that 10% I give you, that's taxed as well.
For them, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's their money. That's their commission.
Wow.
Yeah, if you're making money, but you're getting taxed, period.
Oh, I wish it would. Well, there are ways, but...
I mean, that's how the rich stay rich.
Girl, let me tell you something right now.
And I be saying, with adulting also comes, like, your groups or like just how we move away, mm-hmm. how we move in our adult life. Like we go out, we go to bars, we go to clubs,
yeah.
we go to dinners.
I feel like that's a different way of like the whole like nightlife.
The whole nightlife and just living as an adult is very different. Like back then we'd just be home, like school, home school, or just play around. But like we actually have dinners, then we go to dinners, then we drink and then we eat. And then that's also a check. That's also a bill. And I feel like with adulting really comes budgeting, and I'm starting to learn that, even though because I have my own brand and I fund my own brand, but budgeting is really a lot. I'm not spending ridiculous money on, like, clothes anymore, which I don't really... I spend money, but it's, like, for good clothes, but I'm not even doing that anymore because my money is going elsewhere. Like, it's not giving very much. Like, I have the pieces that I want to have. Yeah. If I really want it, I'm going to get it. But, yeah, the shopping, just knowing how to budget, knowing what money goes what and what is it going to do for you.
That was such a time. That was a time where we literally didn't give a fuck.
I've always gave a fuck subconsciously, but then I'm like, okay, I'll be making money. Just because I make it back does not mean I'm going to have to spend it.
Yeah.
And that's just what I have to put myself to. And there's just like, sometimes you just want to look good, but it's just like, to what to what degree? Like, I literally wear the same shit all the time now.
Yeah.
So it's just like, yeah, but like, just the upkeep even too for what we do is a lot. The upkeep is a lot.
It's like a lot. It's like literally what we do is like actually insane. It's like you... Like, for me, I pay out of pocket, like, if I want to do, like, hair and makeup, out of pocket. If I want to do a stylist, out of pocket. Videographers, I want to out of pocket. It's very expensive.
It's very expensive.
It's very expensive. To give, you know, the lifestyle that we want to live, I mean, hey, you got to spend that money for it, which is honestly so annoying.
Yeah.
It's actually insane. But it's so insane. Like, I want to think about that, of us, like, going out. It's actually, like, when we were younger, it just gave very much, we're at home, house party, go back home. Now it's like what you said, dinner, the bar, then a club, then someone's after hours, then someone's after hours. And then, girl, like, wow. I feel like I stay out later as being an adult, too.
I pick and choose. I haven't really been going out as much. I'll go out if it's needed for me to be there. But as far as, like, the late nights and stuff like that, I really don't care for anymore. I'm in this whole new space where, bitch, I'm just working, like, honestly. And I'll do that, like, in my 30s. Like,
yeah.
These last 5 years of my 20s, in your case, too.
Mm-hmm.
Three. Three and five, that's coming up very, very soon. Very, very soon.
Girl, I remember I was just 20. We can't keep giving the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm tired of it. I'm like tired of living the same life. I'm like, you know what? I go out, I have my rages or whatever, and bitch, I mess up, I'll go on benders. And then I'm like tired for like 4 days. I'm like, I can't do it no more. I'm like, I'm over it. Like, honestly, the FOMO in me, honestly, is, like, getting out of there.
That's how I know I'm getting older. Or not older, I'm just over the bullshit. Like, I don't get FOMO anymore. I don't give a fuck. If I wasn't there, bitch, I wasn't there. I don't give a fuck who comes. It's not a person that hasn't been in the room that I've been in before. Mm-hmm. I don't care. It's not going to do nothing for me. It's not going to put money in my pocket. It's not going to make me feel better. So we just keep it pushing. And that's what adulting really comes. Like, you don't always have to party, especially us. Moving here at such a young age, we've been partying for how long?
Years, bitch.
Known, seen, how many people. It's just honestly so redundant now.
Yeah.
And it's just giving very much like working on yourself and just doing what you gotta do. Like, it's just not the same old, same old, same old.
It's not. I feel like also with adulting, I have found out that I love being by myself. Like, literally.
You always, no.
I love it. Yeah. I love being by myself. Like, literally, if I could literally stay home and, like, just be by myself, I do it all the time. I do it. But it's like, oh, wow, let me come over. No.
That's what I do that all the time.
I'm like, no, I just rather not. Like, I'd rather really, like, I love staying home and watching my TV. Mm-hmm. That's all I do. I stay home, I watch my TV. If I'm not working, I literally love being by myself. That's my type of thing. Mm-hmm. I have to. Because I feel like, I don't know, when I'm around different people, I'm like, people want me to get me to go out. And I'm like, no, I don't care to do that anymore.
Yeah, going out is just a big thing. At one point, it was just like, yeah, it was fun to do. Like, why not? But, like, I'll go out if it's, like, needed for me to be out.
Yeah.
Like, or I'll be out. If I'm in a different country,
I'll be out.
I'll be out. That's different. But as
or
far as,
like, an event or something or like event. That. It depends.
But yeah, being in LA homeland, it's not, it's mm-hmm. really more so not giving.
I will say that's about adulting that I really do like. It's the fact that, you know, I'm starting to get tired, honestly. I don't know. I really do like it. Because then it's like, I have no energy to actually go out. I have energy to do my work, but like.
I never have energy to go out. I go out because I subconsciously I feel like I'm being forced to go out.
Yeah.
Like, if I really want to go out. That's how I started drinking. I was like, okay, if I have to put up with these bitches, I might as well drink.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean?
But yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just feel like as we're getting older, things are getting more expensive. People are just changing by the day, whether for good or for bad. So it's just like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe relocation. LA is a cute place. I love LA. Love her. But I'm really tired. If I'm tired of the same...
It's the same steps.
It's the same shit. And then also, too, like, when you step out the house, like, when I step out the house, $300 is already gone. But that's the thing with TikTok. The girls get too comfortable. This is how much money I make. This is how much money I spend. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all need to know all that. I'm very secretive about that. So I have a set amount that I would want to spend. And that's including, like, my rents for both of my places, including my insurance and stuff like that. And I'm just like, well, damn, bitch, I don't have no money, like no pocket money.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, 1 month I won't buy anything. I did 2 months of not buying anything that I didn't need. And I checked how much money I spent. I'm like, damn, bitch, just how much it costs for me to just live. This is my life now. This is how much money it costs for me to live. And that's what you just have to grind and just make more money. But it's really hard when your lifestyle that you live a regular daily lifestyle, the things that you need is so expensive. It's very expensive. It's just like, you can't dumb down because dumbing down just means like, it's not always, dumbing down doesn't mean to go backwards, but dumbing down is just like, we're trying to grow. We're not trying to like shrink. So.
No, for real.
It's just really a lot.
It is a lot. It really is. It's a lot. Also, I didn't realize like how much planning is. Like me, I'm over here trying to plan this party. Yo, let me tell you something. I didn't know it was going to be
a bitch like you would have an event planner.
I do.
You're not a planner. You're not a planner. You don't plan anything.
But I am planning.
What are you planning? What are you planning?
How dare you? What?
A bitch like you would have an event planner.
I have an event planner, but I'm also planning a lot of things.
Like?
Like, I had to pick the venue out for myself.
Venues that were brought to you?
They were not. I found this on my own. And that's what you're not going to do. I did find it on my own.
Venues that were brought to you?
No, I found it on my own. I swear to you. I found this venue on my own.
Okay.
Found it on my own. I outsourced it. I was like, okay, this is how much it is. Sent that to the event planner, whatever. I'm over here designing my logo. It was like that. I'm doing a lot on my own.
You're not a graphic designer?
No, I just tell him, like, I know this is what I want to look like. I've sketched it out. This is what I want it to look like. I'm like, okay, this is what I wanted to say on there, whatever. Boom, that's one thing. Me over here also, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to wear. That's planning, too. I told my stylist, I need this. I've sent mood boards, all that. That's planning. It's not just me just giving it away. It's like, okay, I'm going to wait. And also, the price.
I mean, I feel like...
The price.
I mean, that's because you work with the people you work with, and you... That's the price they tell
you. Because I want an actual birthday party.
And that's fine. I mean, what do you mean an actual birthday party?
Like, I've never, like, I feel like this is, like, my first, like, actual birthday party I've thrown for myself. Like, you know, we go to Master, we go to, like, the bar or whatever. But, like, this is, like, an actual event. So, yeah.
So, it's just, like, your people in there?
What do you mean?
Like, it's a guest list situation?
Yes, a guest list. Invites to be very sent out, being very cute, you know? It's all, like, I've never had that before. So I just didn't know that that would be that expensive. I was like, wow. Before growing up, like, my mom just, you know, she threw me birthday parties. I never knew, like, there was a bill to it until, like, now.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm happy that you're doing things on your own.
It's, like, something that in my life I should not be doing.
What?
Throwing a party. Mm. I should throw a party.
Why not?
Because me spend all that money for people to have fun on my day.
That's why I don't do that.
On my day.
That's why I don't do that. When I have my party, did I spend money? No.
Yeah.
Did I? No. It was just giving my club hosting with my friends and whoever's there. But to have my own party.
So expensive.
That's how it is about weddings. That's why I want to get married. Bitch, I'm paying thousands and tens of thousands of dollars to bitches to just come here and drink and just eat. And then I'm just not.
This time I'm doing like, literally, I'm not doing this again until
30?
My 30. I'm going to have a 30-30.
Yeah, a 30 is cute.
But
it's cute though.
It'll be cute if it all goes through. Like, yes, girl. It was giving very much Super 16. I was going there, vision the venues. And I want this here.
You documented that.
No, I don't care to. Mm-mm. I don't want to do that. I'm like, no. Mm-mm. Yeah, it's cute. It's cute. It's cute. So, yeah, I just didn't realize like how much that would be. Mm. Yeah. So I'm there with you, because you're adulting, you're, like you said, you're funding.
I've been adulting since I've been 12, babes.
Yeah, period.
Girl, that's how it is.
That's it between me and you. Yeah. I wasn't. Girl, mm-mm.
I feel like just how it is as a New Yorker.
As a suburban
New York City girl. Not a New Yorker girl. I don't know about you state girls, but the city girls. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'm on the same boat with planning my show. It's a lot of money. First of all, fashion shows are already like 150. And I'm like, oh, girl, I wish I had the budget for that, but it's not giving that because I don't have investors. So I'm doing things with my own money, which is fine. It'll all pay on the end. But yeah, just planning a fashion show is just a lot. Like, yeah. It's just a lot. Of the course. Place alone is a lot. Then you have the lighting. Then you have the crew. Then you have the assistants. Then you have the producers. Then you have PR. Then you have models. It's just a whole lot of situation to get the show running. And the show really be like 10 to 15 minutes. And it's just like, crazy. And then also to the fashions cost a lot. I'm using a lot of leather, a lot of fur. It's a lot. But we gonna do it though. So
is this all like couture-esque or what you say?
No. This is my first show. It's giving just an intro to what to expect for like my next show. I'm not trying to do too much. I don't want to do too much yet. It's a good show.
It's a good way to start.
Yeah, it's a good way to start. And then just like, I'm like, how do you kick off the year? Like, if I really want my brand to be where it's at, like, I have to do a show. The shoots are cute. It does what it does. But I'm like, I need to actually showcase. People see, people feel. Mm-hmm. People see the whole experience. I just see my visions come to life. And yeah, to let bitches know I'm really about this shit. Like, fuck what you talking about? Like,
yeah.
People really be trying to play games with me. And I'm really tired of getting played on. So yeah, it's just time to just...
Hey, girl, I'll do the same thing, child.
Yeah, it's just a...
Wake him up!
Yeah, start, you know, everyone says they're a designer, but it's like, this. I feel like this actually is like, damn, bitch, you actually really design. Like, this is like and a
especially
real,
doing that New York fashion, you have to showcase that.
You have to showcase, yeah, so...
That's a good investment, girl.
Do my big one. But yeah, even like, we're on the topic of the show, but like, yeah, even like, we're back to adulting. Yeah, when it comes to shopping, I'm not spending ridiculous money anymore. If it's not on jewelry that can make my money back, like my watch, I can make my money back, it's not given. I don't care for a $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 pair of shoes. I don't care for a $6,000, $7,000 coat. It's not given. All the money that I do make will be going to my brand and my bills, bitch. It's going towards production. That's just pretty much it. And me realizing that, because I'd be like, damn, production will cost like anywhere 10 to 15 for something that I'm doing. Then I'm like, damn, that's a lot of money. Bitch, and then I'll think and I'll just go back and be like, that's how much I spent like on this. And I was just like, that's me
on a
putting
jacket.
I'm like, that's me putting bitch my money in other bitches' pockets so I can just be putting it and reinvesting in myself. So I'm like, really having my own brand and making like my own pieces and like putting my shit towards like production stuff. I could just no, it's not giving that. So that's why I don't do the things I used to do. Even when we be traveling or we go, I'm like, Ricky, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a whole show plan. I have a whole brand. It's not given. I can't live my... I mean, I'm doing it so I can live my life the way I can. But I have a comment since the girls are here, you know, I planted the seed, watching her grow. Bitch, and I keep putting water. As in water, I mean money for her to grow. Then we'll see. But...
Not feeling that, my girl.
I'm so sorry. And it's just a lot. And like me going to Paris, I did not know people really had investors and partnerships and stuff like that. Girl, it's not giving that. It's giving, as of right now, it's giving very much on my lonesome, myself.
Yeah.
Thank you. So.
That's good, though. I feel you. Mm-hmm. I feel you. It's so crazy. I feel like now with adulting, you have to put so much money towards your career.
Yeah.
That's so annoying. That girl over here, I'm trying to get into my acting bag. So I'm me over here paying for acting classes and voice classes, all type of stuff.
Voice.
Yes, I am. Because, look, let me tell you right now. This is a year, either I get booked on TV or Broadway. Either or.
I could see Broadway.
I could see it too. I could see the Broadway. I just like a time now in my life, girl. I'm tired of putting my phone. I don't care to talk. I don't. I'm getting booked one way or the other.
Broadway is good.
Broadway is good, but I don't want to start my career on Broadway. But I feel like that's actually good though.
Let me get your Tony. You're a theater kid. Ah, I always told you have a voice for the theater.
And that's one thing with adults. We really get into that too. You deal with a lot of rejection. Let me tell y'all something.
Yeah,
right
but
now.
I feel like it takes time.
Girl, let me tell you right now, it gets very discouraging. I will tell you that. When you mess around and you're somebody who goes in the audition for everything, girl, and yet it's still
but that's what I feel like that's what makes your story so strong.
Like it's rough. It's like literally like I auditioned for this role last week. And I swear I had it. I said, I got this. This is the easiest role ever. We're going to go with somebody different. I said, damn. A girl had two lines, too. I really thought, I was like, oh, my God. Because it was like, it was a part of a project that if I was a part of it, it would look real cute. It was, that was a cute guest role for you. When I got
lines.
It. Two lines.
I just got an audition. I had to turn it down because I'm planning my show right now, and just the mental capacity of even learning like 4 or 5 pages, I couldn't. But I'm like, it would be cute. There's some stuff that I hate, like some right stuff come at the wrong time.
Right.
Mm. Or just like, you never know what these casting directors want. You
nope.
really do, because then.
I feel like I got to talk to my hair. That's why I shaved it.
You got. Yeah,
that's why I shaved it. I recorded, I was like, Ricky, why would you send in that audition with that?
Well,
my
before?
Band, Two Knots.
Oh, hell no.
I shaved it right. I said, oh my God, that's a shave I had. I was like, enough's enough. I had to take this shit seriously. I'm tired of it.
Because you was having a midlife crisis moment.
No. Mm-mm.
Really one thing about you is if you're home for too long, you will change your appearance. Whether it's a dyed, whether it's a mullet, whether it's band two knots. So I said, oh, she's really going through something.
No, she's going through when I got that saying, like, oh, we'd choose somebody else. I said, it was definitely my hair.
It was the hair.
Because I really felt like I ate that role up. It was like a line, and then I had a full scene. I mean, like doing like this musical number, but I was just singing like whatever. I could have got it. It was my hair.
Yeah.
It was just in my hair. Yeah, it was like, ooh, too much. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Acting is a lot. I don't be pressing it, girls. It was one time I was really thought about myself. I said, yeah, I'm doing my designer now. I said, girl, sometimes I may have to just give up on the dream.
Girl, honestly.
I said, maybe she's just not for me.
Uh-uh.
Maybe I'll just wait till I have enough money myself to produce my own shit and put it out myself. but I've stopped pressing that. I still want to be active, but it's not giving very much.
Trust.
It's not giving it's like rough. When we first started.
Nope.
It's not.
And that's what I feel like it is. I don't know. Like, I have to experience rejection, but honestly, I'm really tired.
I feel like I like rejection because it's all a part of the story. It's all a part of the documentary.
Okay, but when, girl? When?
Only,
I didn't miss my Zendaya. I didn't miss my Zendaya moment. That's what's at 25. That was my first
Zendaya
one.
Zendaya started. That's why always my mom should have really put me in there, girl. No, but I feel like that's what makes the story so strong. Like,
I'm tired. I'm exhausted.
No, still do what you gotta do.
I'm like, oh my God.
I was like,
it's so when will it happen? I'm like, I don't know what it is. I'm like, is there somebody in Hollywood who's over here saying like, do not book this band right here? Because there should be no way. There should be no way. I'm like, I'm trying each and every time. Cause like, okay, like, mm-mm. Like, fashion, that's you. Fashion's not me. I just buy clothes to look cute. That's it. You know, people got me over here going to show. I'm like, I don't understand, like, the fabric, something like that. I just don't get it. Oh, my God, Ricky, have you seen this archive piece? Who was that by? Mm-mm. My acting, though? I know everybody in acting, girl. Everybody. Like, oh, my God, I do. I sit at home and I watch TV and I actually study.
That's why I used to, when you like, you always watch TV, I used to sit there and study.
No, I study.
Yeah, that's how I do. Like, when I watch our shows, I sit there and study. And,
I'm
yeah,
like, okay,
yeah.
So this is how you, okay, if you're acting concerned, I put myself in the scenes. But, okay, so how would I act in this type of scene?
It's not really, acting is not really more so about the lines. It's all about the emotion, like, after the lines. Or, like, when you're not speaking, like, how are you reacting?
Yeah.
The thing is, it'd be so good knowing, but once the audition gets in front of you, it's like, oof.
It's awful. That's one thing about adulting. Here's my problem. My problem is, when adulting, I feel like I look old. So, girl, I got Botox in my forehead, child, and now I can't even express myself.
Why?
You see?
You just got it again?
Yeah, girl. Froze a hole my forehead, why? Girl. Because I felt I was looking very old.
Botox doesn't make you look young, though.
Yeah, yes, it got my wrinkles out. It did.
The Wi-Fi signals are gone.
The what? They are gone. Girl.
Mine are still here. And I'm going to keep them here. I'm so sorry.
I know.
Because the upkeep, every 4 months, bitch, you got me fucked up. That's a lot.
But mine was, I got a really quick one. I think you like 72-hour one. Like, you know, you get injected, it freezes for 72 hours. Well, it freezes for 70, it freezes in 72 hours. And then I was like this for the next 6 months.
So, I mean, you can still show emotion, though.
No. That's it.
I don't feel like it's bad.
It's bad. Because I feel like if I look like, oh my God, like, I look upset. Nothing's hair is frozen. So that's one thing. I feel like, yeah, girl, by me staying home, I was like, oh, I need to fix this.
I know how you are. That's what I'm
When I'm at home too long, I start looking at myself like, oof.
You always do.
Oof. I need to leave the house more. No, I don't. I'm fine.
You need to stay home.
I need to stay home. I've been staying at home. I stay at home. But yeah, that's one thing I would say. The rejection is getting really hard, girl.
Yeah, I feel like as we get older, rejection is just nothing. I've always been at this place like, if I don't get it, it's not mine. Like, and that just puts me out to ease. Mm-mm. That's puts me to ease.
That doesn't put me to ease.
It doesn't?
Nope.
I'm like, if it's mine, I'm going to get it.
Just like me gets the role. And I'm like, are you
serious?
She's
not like you. That's why she got the role.
But you're delivering the role. You're delivering it how I would deliver it. So why does that person get
maybe
it?
Maybe they see it different. Like, we never know what's going through a casting director's head. But then again, casting directors, even though they're casters, the reason why they're casting directors, they need to see you for the role. They need to make sure if it works. If they feel like you don't belong in part of their vision, then you don't belong. Then I feel like then y'all not what I want. It's not that I'm bad. It's just you didn't see me in it. You know what I'm trying to say? Because it's a lot of situations I've seen cast, and I'm like, they got the wrong bitch for this. And I'm like, what? This just doesn't make any sense.
Well.
Well, maybe I would hope that would be me. But, yeah.
Girl.
Yeah.
I at least take that. I'm like, oh my God.
I feel like it's fine. It's fine. I'm doing the fact, and you see, and the thing is, I was still, you know, acting is my number one thing. However, comma.
Is it?
You always say that. Stop trying to question me, bitch. Because you've been questioning me for years, bitch.
Is it?
When you say, why did you move here? I said, I moved here to act. You're like, did you really? Why the fuck am I here? Yes, it's to act. The only reason why I do fashion now and the only reason why I'm designing, obviously, I want
to
do it.
Yeah, you need to have some with your name on it.
Yeah, no. The only reason why I'm in my fashion bag or just like having my own brand is because, you know what? To be honest, the whole acting and the whole influencing thing is cute. But you know what's not cute? Having to wait for someone to pick you. Acting is about being chosen. Influence is about being chosen. Bitch, you have to wait to be... Why wait to be chosen when, bitch, I can create and start my own shit and do what... If I fail, I fail on me. If I succeed, it's on me. I don't have to wait for nobody. I don't have to wait to get paid. I don't have to post a lot of videos to get a fucking brand deal so brands can notice me. I'm over that, bitch. I'm over that, girl. Because I just want... Well, it's mine. Bitch, I'm so sorry. So that's why I do design and I have my own brand because, bitch, I have something for myself that I created for myself. I don't have to wait for an approval.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Okay, yes, you got the part. No, you got the part. Yes, you got the brand deal. No, you didn't get the brand deal. We didn't see you as a fit. I'm not waiting for any more bitches to cut my checks. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. We can't. Girl, we're not like the other girls. And I'm sorry, we're not like the other girls. Bitch, I'm building my own shit, bitch. Brick by brick, pound by pound. So
I live it. I live. Sorry, I just can't.
No, and that's
I can't.
Not everyone's like that. But I'm really happy and blessed that I could be like that. However, I do want to act. And acting is really a big part of mine, but girl, imagine I just chasing as an actor, and then a lot of people just chase, and then you chase so much, you look at it, but you're 45, you have nowhere to go.
That is my biggest fear, and I'm so sorry. I want to act so bad, but I mean, I like it. The fashion world's cute. I like it.
I like the fashion world, but like...
I like fashion world.
The thing is,
everybody's in fashion now.
Everything is... No matter what industry you're in, no matter what you do, everything is just all politics. It's all about who you know, what you have access to.
I'm like, who can make me their muse? I need somebody to take one chance on me. One. Bitch, one. That is, oh my God, the rejection when you get older, y'all, is the most hard thing. Somebody be giving up. I'm like, you know what? I'm just not going to do it today.
Then you have the new girls come in.
And the new girls come like, wait a minute, wait, hold on. Now I'm like, well, fuck. And I miss out.
Yeah.
It makes me so upset.
That's what happens when you are talent or a person who creates, who opens the doors.
And now look.
Because the other bitch is rushing. That's why I told you we have to close them, lock them shut. No,
besides. I know. I never locked no door.
The thing is, I really don't be pressed or stressed. I really don't. I don't know how I am like this, but I really just don't care. Like,
I wish I...
If it happens, it happens.
Because you're 25, I'm 27.
Hopefully, I'm 27, something needs to store.
It will. I feel like, you know what? I'm going to give myself this year, keep on going. God, please. I need it. Yeah. Because, you know, also, like, being, I don't know, also, like, being an adult in the influencer world, oh, y'all, it's just not the same how it used to be.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like now it's like, damn, everybody's so young now.
It does not matter. You have bitches 45, 50, right. 60. And over I feel like now there's just no age limit or required. It just depends what type of niche you're in and what you want to do. And what
Here's the thing that I get upset about. It's the how many years. Like, oh, wow. You've been in the game for so long.
You have. That's good. A lot of people can't be in the game for this long.
I know, but they said, oh, we're still doing this?
Who's where?
I'm like, I hate comments like that.
And that's why I don't do the things I used to.
Right? No, I'm talking about like the whole like influencer type thing. Like, oh.
Social media is a part of social media.
I will say one thing I got to say. I will say that comment made me upset. Somebody said this.
You probably made a video that you used to make.
I made a random video. They said, oh my God, why is Ricky 27 still yelling at the camera?
I mean, why are you? I tell you this all the time. This is what I tell you behind closed doors.
But that's how I got popping. I need to find a different niche.
That's what you have to adjust with the times, girl. You know that.
Now I'm going to start talking like this. Hey, y'all, what's up?
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's actually insane. It's like, I feel like that's one thing that's very hard for me because it's like now, so I've gotten older, I can't do the things like I used to do.
Which is good, though. It's change. It's evolving. That's a part of adulting. Changing, evolving with the time.
Yeah, but it's hard to evolve, girl, when you're so used to like being that person.
I told you, not everybody is that bitch for that long.
I know. You did say that.
I've always told you.
Am I high? You said, Ricky, hold on now.
I said, Ricky, just keep it steady, girl, because this will not be here forever.
But I had to ride that wave.
You had to ride it, but even when it came to finance stuff, I'm like, hey, girl.
Chill out.
Everyone has their moment. You're still known. Yeah. You've done what you've done, but it's not everyone.
I don't want to give just done. I don't.
You're not.
I don't give, oh my God, let's if him. That's the biggest fear.
I don't think you'll ever give that.
I hope not. I don't think I will, but I hope and pray
I
don't.
I don't
like,
think you won't.
I'm like in an era in my life right now where I'm gonna say, oof, God. I'm like, oh my gosh, I do not want to mess around and end up like that.
Well, the people we be talking about. Oh, that's funny. It's fine. It's just within due time.
Within due time. I'm like, oh my gosh. I know for a fact if I keep working hard and I actually put the work, I know for a fact I'm going to get it. When I get it, I'm going to be so happy. I'm like,
yeah, and I feel like it's good you talk about this on the podcast because people could come back and share these clips.
Yeah.
Oh, manifestation. Yes, girl.
It's going. Look, I'm telling y'all right now, it's going to happen. I know for a fact it really is going. I have a feeling.
Girl, there's so many things you'll be on. Tubi, Zeus.
I'm just like that. I would never.
And that's sometimes
you
be talking about.
Would you?
No.
Would you?
No.
I'm sorry. I have respect for my acting craft. I'm sorry. I'm a very talented person. I'm not going to waste it for that. I'm sorry.
Everyone starts somewhere.
I'm not sorry there. I would never start there. Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm. You wouldn't either. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't. That's how somebody I look at in like that world who's actually been there, that guy who was on that show that you auditioned for. The YouTuber guy. Remember he saw his stuff on YouTube?
And the Netflix show?
Yeah, him. You see him now? On his ABC show.
ABC show,
girl. ABC.
I almost had that part too, bitch. I auditioned, then I came back, then cool, I didn't get it. And then they called me in again, girl. And they had me read three parts and I still didn't get it. I said, damn, is it me?
Right? That's what I thought. I wish I could
speak sign language. I'm never going to hold you.
A girl,
girl,
I
don't
have
to deliver lines. I'm good with emotion. I can't, the girls be cancer, girl. I can't even see it.
You can't. That means I love you, though.
No, what I was about to do was going to be...
Oh, yeah, you can't do that.
Girls, I'm to cancer girls. But, yeah, so adults are just a lot, and it's hard.
It's
We're
a lot.
Doing it with y'all, so...
Yeah, don't give up, y'all. I'm not. Oh, I'm not going to.
I feel like it's a part of the journey.
Girl. It is definitely a part of the journey. I can't wait to mess around and write a book about it. I'm like, oh, my God, like, I actually went through... with that.
You have to write a book. Your book has to be, it's going to be very long, very thick. It's a lot of chapters.
It's not, girl. Honestly, I want a cute like picture book, honestly.
I hate a book like that.
I love a cute picture book, girl. A quick read, girl. Because I know me, girl. I'm not reading novels, child. Mm-hmm. A quick picture book about the life of Ricky Thompson. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know what? Also, adulting is a very positive thing.
I don't really hate anything about adulting. It's just annoying.
It's annoying.
It's a pain. Like, you have to do these things. Like, there's sometimes I have mail that I know I need to look at, but I'm like, fuck. And I'm never going to open up my mailbox, girl. You see, in New York, I have Con Edison. With Con Edison, bitch, if you do not pay, they will come and cut your shit off. In L.A., it's not like that. Me and Ricky, we talk on the phone. I'm like, Ricky, you got that water bill, too? He said, yeah, girl. It would be like 4 months past, but bitch, they not going to cut it off. they cut yours off? And the thing is, we know we have to pay. It's the act of putting in the information.
And put it, I'm like, oh my God,
you just reminded me, I need to go pay my bitches.
Girl, off. I was not saying, whoa.
What was no heat? No
67, girl. I said, wait.
No heat?
None.
But your building is different.
Gone.
It was your building.
No, I don't think it was. Mm. No, they say, okay, it did time. And the thing is, I have no problem paying. I just be forgetting, girl.
I remember.
And it's the auto pay. The auto pay to be going working sometimes.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I need to pay mine.
Got my wake up call today. I said, wait a minute. Yeah.
Girl, I'm going to put that on my notes. I have to go pay mine.
Yeah, girl. But the thing is, girl, this is my problem.
No, actually, I think mine too, because I was when I usually turn on the shower, I wait for the water to get hot. It wasn't getting hot. But it got hot, but it wasn't too hot. It was like lukewarm. I said,
cut off. These are my biggest fears. I call up in there. They ask for, what about the rest of these? I pay
that. Oh, that's some. Now, mine is, I pay mine in bulk. I look at it the positive side. I paid in bulk. I paid the months at one time. It's in bulk. Same with AT&T, girl. One time with AT&T, bitch,
they will turn off.
They will.
They turned my Wi-Fi off before.
Oh, not mine, girl. Let me tell you something. I don't know what it is. I can't, girl, I'm
going to forget. Because your girl, because they're going to mess her and knock her eyes.
Well, yeah, it's just remember about paying your bills. Paying your bills is just a lot. And
I told
my mom. My mom was like, pay your bills. And I'm like, it's just so much to
do. It's like so much.
And then when I do pay a bill, I have to pay all my bills. I just don't pay one because so much is just piled up. So I'm like, okay, call.
That's what they girls don't need to do. Check our mailboxes.
Yeah, they done changed my address because they thought the person moved. I was pissed because I was expecting a check, and the check didn't come in, and they left my box was so full, and then I checked and they said, we moved your box. So I went to the post office and it was like, didn't you move? He was like, you haven't picked up your mail in 2 months, so we thought the current tenant moved. I said, oh.
Yeah, girl. That's one thing, girl. The adulting has a lot of responsibilities, child. A lot. Mm-hmm. It's like, I gotta be honest. I didn't try to be like my mom. My mom is so good with stuff like that. She's so organized. I am not an organized bitch.
No, I need to. I always say this every year. I've been saying since like 2020. I really need to get on that. Like, bills need to be
paid. Bills, I need to do that. I need to move. I can't live anymore.
And also, so yeah, adulting doesn't always have to be to purchase a house. Just wanted to say that. Because a lot of people on TikTok is like, you need to buy a house. You're da da da. You don't need to buy a house. If you don't want to buy a house, then bitch, don't buy a fucking house. Then you have to pay HOA fees. Then you have to do this. Then you have to do the upkeep of your house. If you want to buy a house, buy a house. If you don't, bitch, don't. Don't get pressured. But you can rent for the rest of your life. It's fine. It's easier. It's cheaper. And it's good. Yeah, it's not yours. But maybe a lot of people like to live like the nomadic lifestyle. Like, you want to live here 1 year, then you have to do this, then you have to do that. Yeah. For like real estate purposes, don't let anyone bully into you to get invested. You need to invest your money, bitch. If you don't want to invest your money, then don't invest your money in real estate. That's it. That's what I'm saying. Cause it's not by force. No. Like, we all don't need to become real estate agents. We all don't need to buy houses and flip houses. That's only if you have the niche for it and if you actually want to do something. Cause let me tell you something. If you don't want to do it and you do it, you're gonna lose money in the end because you don't know shit about it. So.
That's why I won't do it. Because I'm like, I don't know. Understand, like,
but you have to buy. Just because you're making so much money means you have to buy. No, if you want to buy a house, then buy a house. But if you don't, bitch, you rather just rent, then rent. It's not by force.
Well, all righty, you guys. So let's move on to something more positive. To my favorite segment, What's Your Jam? We talk about what we jam into this week. Am I jamming to anything this week? Honestly, I've not been listening to music. Who have you listened to?
I can buy myself flowers. You don't like that song? You
I
don't
like song.
It.
You don't,
no, because your nose flared up. You do not like the song.
I like the song.
No, you don't.
I think it's cute. Mm. I think it's cute.
I love the song.
I think the song is cute.
But
I love the song. And I will say it's cute. But you know me, girl. I just don't want any more, like, empowerment song.
Yeah, it's a very empowerment. And that's why it's doing so
good. It's doing so good. And she knew that.
She knew that. I like that. That was a... People now are all about self... Well, always been, but... Self-love.
Music,
that's why Megan Trainor music always hits.
That's why
Lizzo music always hits. People love a self-empowering person.
What makes me feel good is, like, I don't know, hype songs. Or, like, honestly, sad songs be giving me hype, too. I'm like, yeah, I'm feeling like that, but now I gotta get it through of it. Like, Miss Ice Spice. Love that.
What do you love about Ice Spice?
I love the... I'm sorry. The whole EP, I love the EP. You don't like it. You don't.
I like it. It's the same. So it only has, like, one or two new songs. It's an EP with 6 songs. 4 of them already came out.
Yeah, but it's cute, the ones that did come out.
No, the project
honestly,
is cute.
So I'm like, wow.
No, I live for Miss Isis. No, I live for her. But
Miss Isis?
I wouldn't compare Ice Spice to Miley Cyrus.
I said I like that type of music. Like, more, like,
I was about to say, like, what?
Why would I compare?
That's what I thought
no,
you were doing.
I was saying,
I live for Ice Spice.
I live for Ice Spice.
Doing her shit. She's from the BX. And you know what's so crazy, too? Like, I didn't know exactly where she's from. Like, I know exactly where
y'all she's from. Y'all the same age Bronx.
Now? No, she's born 2000.
She's cute.
I live for her. I like her. The way she talks. She's just, she reminds me of myself. Like, she just, I love a happy to be here type of bitch, too. I'm so sorry. Because, like, she just be like, she was like, what was that line she said? She said it's gonna be this house gonna be a one hit wonder. Now I'm like, what, a two hit wonder? Like,
yeah.
Like, she really just is speaking off the dome, and I like that. And I also do like that they was talking about her live performance, and they asked her, like, what did she think about it?
She was
like,
so happy to be there.
She was like, honestly, I was just happy they was talking about me.
Yeah.
Real bitch shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not everyone has to be this mega rapstress. Like, she's just doing her having fun, and she has her own town, you know?
I love it.
But you know what's so crazy with social media? You see how everybody was hating on her, and that one person loves her. Like, people started loving her. Now the trend is to love her. If you love her, like, yeah. It's just, social media is just so weird and just so fake. It's so
I know,
culty.
Right?
It's so culty to me.
It's so culty.
It's so culty.
It's so culty. I feel like, yeah, that is so crazy. And that's so crazy how people will only love you when you have a moment.
Yeah.
That's actually insane.
Well, people, well, when you have a moment,
like, oh my God, yes.
You, and they see if the cancellation doesn't work, then they have no choice but to love you, so then they won't love you.
That's it, girl. I wish I enjoyed social media, so I don't enjoy it anymore. Like, bitch, I post. I don't even post now. It's insane. What's going on? It's fine. She's working.
Are you?
Me? Yeah, I am. I told you, girl, I had my moment. I'm going to mess around. Hiatus. Work when I'm come out. Oh, y'all, sorry, I was filming.
So you're booked?
Huh?
So you're booked?
No. Oh. No, girl. I'm going to take my classes, girl.
That's good.
Yeah.
Alrighty, well, that was it for this episode. I'm Denzel Dion.
And I'm Ricky Thompson.
And this is
We Said What We Said.
Only on Spotify. Bye.
Our podcast comes out every Tuesday. Be sure to hit that follow button on Spotify so you never miss an episode. This has been We Said What We Said, only on Spotify.